wonderful. And the world will be as one if we get together. We are not together. Once, back in the BC era, the world was one for hundreds of thousands of years. Something has happened. And it so happens that it's difficult for people of posterity to grasp the past. So basically, that's the problem with us, because when we have ancestors that stepped out of the way, follow Heidel Company, then we who are born down the line come and see their error as the normative way of life. And not unless something happened that wake us up to understand the truth is, as recorded in history, that never changed. You're listening to CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. I am Gil Alim, and I'm glad to be here today. And I want to draw a very critical thought to people, the hybrid people of the world, the civilized people who have gone astray. And I often say that the Bible, bamboozle book, and a lot of people would not understand why I make such a general statement at the Bible. So I'll give a little distinction to preface what I'm going to read to you from the Bible. The Bible is an anthology, 66 books. I know there are people who understand what I'm saying, what an anthology is. You have a manual with several different contributors. So that's what the Bible is, an anthology. Now, the proprietor of the Bible, or proprietors of the Bible, is another point that someone needs to understand. Who compiled these 66 books? Where did the 66 books come from? These are all things that must be considered, because the Bible is a freelance book. Anybody could get up and write a Bible like this, because basically, factually, that's what the people who wrote the Bible did. Just get up and write, compile the Bible without any kind of academic approval. Do you understand what I'm saying? I didn't know that when I was growing up in church, that the Bible was a free-for-all book. But that's what it is. And we today have a hard time to understand things like when the Pope, for over 2,000 years, they were destroying the civilized African people. These same folks that are, say, they are ruling the world and rule black people. All right? When we come and read, Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics, black people don't know what that is. All right. And if you say to me that some black people know what that is, I would like to know someone like me in church from age 7. I'm over 50 now. And I've never heard any black people talk about Pope apologize for sins of Catholics. I've never heard anybody at all. I've never heard anybody at all talk about the king in Italy that was overthrown by sodomite white people. Not one. Not my parents. Not anybody else. Not the preaching, all the preaching in the church. So you tell me, What do you think about that? I am making the point that we who born and raised up into AD and Adam and Eve era, where we come and hear about imperial colonialism, we don't even know who did those things. Colonialism, we don't know. But we know to speak in tongues in church by the Holy Ghost. And yet still, we are dumb as a goat that this is a problem. Are so dumbed down because of what happened before our time that we cannot tell that the same Pope that is apologizing for sins of Catholics is the same one that writes in the Bible and said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every nation. This culprit is the same institution that did what we are reading in the Old Testament, in the New Testament. Well, the Old Testament is what formed the foundation for the New Testament. Sons of like that prophesying about Jesus to come. None of that prophecy come true, but yet still Christians said all the prophecies in the Bible are fulfilled. All right. What I'm saying to you today is that watch and see. In America, you have one little white sodomite idiot, man, is starving as many people are in the way of starvation. If it's him to give them something, they're going to die. Because this guy is to give them the money, and he said, oh, hell with them. I'm not giving them. I'll please myself. Play golf. Now, this, I'm not talking to white people right now. I'm talking to black people who are going to church and under the Constitution of America. That, you know, that sucks. Bad, bad sucks. Okay? And we are going on no less than a donkey that you lead to give some water. Black people. Right? They miss church now because the covert stopped them from going to church. Right? And they are waiting for the president of the United States to give them what they want. Now, when you read history, that's not what history says about civilization. That's not what it says about government. But black people are so dumbed down. And I have to blame our ancestors long ago. The point is, if we are aware that there is something wrong and that our ancestors step out of the way and go and deliver up their crutches to these white, whatever you call them, our blood. And today we turn dumb idiots when we were born. And we come reading all these manuals that these white, stupid sodomites wrote for us to come and read it and believe them. And that, what do we go to? Where we go to? They lead us right onto the rocket where they want us. Because now they are dying to just relieve themselves of us who stand in their way to just get all the best places that belongs to us so that they can fuck, you know, more and more and more of their asses. The situation that black people are in, that we don't even know our own history. And these sodomites who don't have a history for themselves, except when they invade the African territories, from there they have history. But they can't tell you about where they come from in the context of indigenous origin. They can't tell you that. All right. So I'm telling you the situation and why we have a consumption killing the world today. Our ancestors, step out of the way. the Sabbath of the way, and mingle with, just as you read in the book, Samson married one of these sodomite women. Okay? And you see what happened to him. Put those things, whether or not those stories are true, but they symbolize something of when people go out of the way. Now, if your parents go out of the way and you come and you know, what are you going to do? Follow them? No, you do not follow them. You better not follow them. Guess what? They lost the blessing of the energy from the Creator. And who want to disbelieve the way they were created? All right, you will perish like a fool because you don't know yourself. Okay? The same people that we and are calling Jesus died on the cross for your sin. We don't know. These are the same idiot, Caesar Augustus, that was in Palestine killing our ancestors. But 2,000 years ago, I mean, a few generations passed since then, right? But it's not very long in terms of many, many, many thousands of years ago. So what I am saying is that we don't know, and we are reading in the Old Testament about prophets. There is no prophet in there for black people. We don't know that. So we are a victim, right? Our ancestors is to be blamed. You know, they're not around anymore. We are here with our own heads. And the same capability they have back then to stay in the right way, we can read today and discover what they ignored and don't follow them. Correct? That's right. If they disconnect, why should we come and be disconnected too because of their idiocy? We have the power to connect ourselves to the power because it's the words that generate this power. What is abominable now? And I'm going to read you something. I will want to get to it and read it quick. I'm setting a foundation for what I'm going to read. That we are out of the way because of our ancestors. And a lot of people may not know what I'm talking about. But you will find out maybe before I'm done. When you read the New Testament scripture that talks about Jesus was arrested, Pilate, to be tried. And he did not find any fault with this man Jesus and was about to set him free. And the Bible said that the people rebel and make it seem like the entire relative of Jesus wanted him gone. That's how they write the Bible. Who's writing those things in the Bible? The same sodomites that, remember, they invade Palestine after they have done a lot of other invasions to African territories. That was not the first one. All right? But look at the way we are interpreting what they write about what happened 2,000 years ago in a Bible, both in Old and New Testament. Look what we are reading. Something that is too ridiculous terms with that we are believing the Bible that the criminals wrote. And our history about what really happened in Palestine, we don't want to hear none of it because the Bible we grew up with, and it has us exactly where our ancestors, what they did, caused these white people to write this Bible, and a lot of black people don't think so. They don't think so, the white people write. But just think about what they wrote about creation. They're not hybrid like African people and create after image and likeness of the gods. They are not.
And there's no history to show that.
But go back 12,000 years. That's where our ancestors went wrong. And mixed blood, these sodomites. And today, there's hardly of us that don't have freedom blood. To. The thing is, though, for those of us who can easily read and understand and reconnect ourselves with the truth that is going to benefit us between bond, earth, and heaven. When you pray, your prayer will have meaning. Both your ancestors' spirit that are away from this environment now, they will understand you when you talk. Right now, your ancestors that are dead, that could do something for you, they're not able to do anything for you. Because the criminals that corrupt the world, they are who you follow. All right? That's what it is. You're following the criminals and you have the energy of the criminal. Power for the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. That day of Pentecost never existed. So our Adventist people talk about God rest on the seventh day, rest on the seventh day, and they have to keep the Sabbath. It is all these sodomite writing and their new world order to totally separate civilized African people from their creators. Because our creation now sounds like fairy tale after they drench us with the Bible of Adam and Eve into a garden and a talking serpent that come in there and tell them how God was lying. Those are the kind of stuff that we are into. All right? So I'm telling you, what is so bizarre is that we believe in Jesus Christ, that he died for our sins. And, that never happened. It never did. But believe kill and believe cure, that's what they say. To avoid that, believe kill and believe cure thing, is to get knowledge. And you're not getting knowledge from a Bible that is not certified by not even an ABC scholar to say Adam and Eve was in a garden. There's no one to say Adam and Eve was in a garden. Here is the place that the Spirit God make up for the two of them. It does not exist. Now, the fact that we don't have a clue what the Bible is talking about, but we believe it anyway. But when somebody says, go read the prehistory, Sumerian prehistory, that has nothing to do with these honors, nothing to do with them. And they behave like they are more natural than us today than ever before. Because they have the trickery. We never plan to trick nobody. We don't bond with trickery blood. But they do. And they take the little knowledge from us, and that's what they have done with us. Right. Now, let me get to what I want to say to you. It's bad, too bad for us to not start to pay attention intellectually, natural understanding. That's bad. When we are into this church, and no matter what anybody say, they tell us that who don't believe in Jesus Christ, they are antichrist and all this kind of stuff. Those things never happen. These sodomites, they jolly well are, they know that they're going to say anything to convince black people that nothing did exist except Adam and Eve in a garden. And as long as you believe that, and you won't see anything wrong with the God what they have in the Bible that tells them to come kill black people, take their land. And give them Christianity. And if they don't accept Christianity, all right, like they have done from AD first till today, they spend all their lives
not minding their own business in Europe, but everywhere black people are, that's where this guy, this sodomite, honest, humpers, they are only the best of them in the African territories. Because they are in glory now. They were in the field house in Europe. Don't know anything. They want everything the African people have. And come with AD and Adamani and making change our calendar and everything like that. We don't know us just what these people plan to do with us. They want to get rid of our entire image on the planet Earth. Because we are fortunate beings, hybrid, created by the Elohim. We don't know nothing about that. These people know about us, right? And that's the reason why they got us right where they want us. We won't wake up. This is what they say. Instead of talking about, they're trying to convert us from sin. Yes, the document falls. The Pope will address, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect for cultures and faiths, in the course of evangelization, affronts to women, races, and ethnic groups, and abuses of the rights of individuals. How many categories of African society these homosexuals were killing over the past 2,000 years? And in Portugal, in about 3 days, they kill 2,000 African people who, at that time, these white snakes call African people Jews, and Jesus a Jew. Where the hell did the Jews go? And Jesus' disciples, who were Jews, where did they disappear to? And today, you don't have one black character standing up for the truth that exists in history. But the Bible, though, yes. And everything black people use for their life necessity is controlled by these honest humpers, eyes, African bastard idiots. They work, they sell us in ships to these honest humpers. You don't understand that. No, you understand Christianity and speaking tongues and go to church. But you don't read nothing in this that tell us who we are. And these guys, that's exactly what they want. Who we call white people. And how everywhere you go to Jamaica, they infest Jamaica right now. I live there, like when I'm age 27. There was hardly anything that I didn't know a homosexual person when I left Jamaica. But now they're full. They fill up the place in Jamaica now. And like guns, and I know guns was out there that they talk about the CIA guns and stuff like that. And it is the United States, they said, supply them with the gun. Because all our marijuana that people are to like use as a medicine, and some people smoke it. I don't agree with the smoking part of it. But these nasty homosexuals, they're going all over the world and take over the black heritage. That's all they do to corrupt, to keep the world corrupt. Because kingship is supposed to rule orderly society and in the world. That's what the Elohim set up. These faggots come in and they decide that, you know what? No, we're not going to have it. We're going to have it our way. And that's what sodomy is all about. They never come from above. We come from above with the blood of the gods that come here and make us the life that they want to participate into their way of life. Civility. They brought civilization here. And now we black people don't know
what we take for civilization is what is uncivilized to Dickens. And we are reading the same words that these people are using to send us astray. And we cannot tell the difference. So they have been doing all of these things to us. And if you tell somebody that, look, you need to get out of the church, instead they see something to lead them away from the nonsense. They don't see that. They see that Christianity is not Roman Catholic. Do you know how ignorant that is? Because if you read and know where the whole thing about church is coming from, these honest, humping white people are the ones who bring it, they are the ones who created the premise. And go back to Palestine, and you will find cesspool, you know, this old, you know, cistern of wickedness start right there about Jesus in Jerusalem and about everything has to do with Abraham, find one God in the sky and stuff like that. All right. I realize I have to like move on. But remember, I am somebody who grew up in a church. And from age 7, my parents were Christians. And that's what I grew up to know. Something changed in my head. And nobody did not evangelize. It's a matter of how you read and what you perceive when you read from the words you read. And that's what created the difference. Once I was making distinction, nobody was going to far from what makes the difference. Because that's what gives life, real life, civilization on the earth, not uncivilized sodomites that come out of the caves and begin to like rehabilitate themselves with little civility. Okay? And do all the things with our wealth to make, once we lose grip of our kingship government, they are done with us. And this is what's up now. Now, I tell you about our ancestors. You're listening to CRS Radio, The Knowledge Station. And let me read to you what I wanted to read. You know, I'm not equipped to all read this because I'm not good at reading stuff. But I'm going to tell you now why I'm reading it to you is because of what happened in the past, like 12,000 years ago, and what causes us to be in the position that we are in today, right? And black people are not looking forward to get out of it. Black people are not looking forward to get out of it because I watch and see the behavior and the way they talk and see, are they settled down for this? To have something like what's going on here in America? And they are a little tiny fragment of humanity and not the civilized part of it either. They get a little something, and that's what they're using now to put black people under their manners, right? Because the ultimate thing about white people is to make the entire world come on the kingdom dominion reconstructionist teaching. And that reconstructionist teaching is Christianity. And here, and you think that, oh, you need to be saved, go back and read Adam and Eve in Genesis book, and you will find out what you are thinking. That's not what it is. Okay, go read again. Because your mind has been unnatural since say you believe in the Jesus. All right. Here, there has been warning about black people being ruled over by strange powers because we reject the proper history of our existence. All right? Now, I would never read from Genesis a corrective source as to how we are to behave ourselves. But there are places in the Bible that don't agree with what Genesis says.
And these white people are more stupid than a lot of us may think. And how you find out? Watch what they write. Right? Look what they wrote. And you will find out. They are, you know, the lowest of humanoid when it comes to the intelligence part. Because everything they have, they stole from the African people. That's just the truth. Okay? And they are sporting their own honest inspiration of what a government is and all that. Talk about what is government and kingship or code on earth. It's not so they make up their own thing and drag us into what they made up. Now, anytime the hour come, they will be done away with and all the fallacies that they think will carry them to govern the entire world of life. That's what they think. But that's not true. I want you to understand what has happened, why we are in the situation we are in right now, because of our ancestors. And I say, there are some places in the Bible that you will find corrective to the very Bible itself and Adam and Eve in the garden, because that is 100% nonsense. And that the criminal have written. And when that's what they said they have as law, they wrote to kill the black people and take away what they have. And that's what lead us to where we are now. You tell me something else. And if anybody's out there want to talk to me, this is where you call me. 661-2407. This is not a joke. This is not a joke. And everybody is afraid of these white people. Because here, they lose any kind of a common sense that they should have or could have developed. They don't have none of that. They think to shut up and destroy the black people is the only way for them to exist. And that's what they are trying to do. Now, who is greater? Is it them sacking their own, on us every day, every night? And we are civilized that bring civilization in the world. Are they greater than us in power? We don't have no gun. We were never taught to fight, use gun and kill anybody, except you want to get some animals to eat, right? And you kill animals. But what we have is a tornado. We have tornadoes. We have hurricanes. And we have, all kind of blizzards. Very serious atmospheric power that we are connected to. But since they know what it is to disconnect us from the power, they give us the Bible. And then you think that Adam and Eve was where things all began with the talking serpent. These honest umpers are the talking serpent, if you read good and understand. Okay? All right. So I am going to read to you now so you understand my position on the Bible. 66 book, it's characterized by what is first written in Genesis as about creation. It's a reason why Sodomites write creation in the first part of the opening of the Bible. Because once you believe that your body is corrupted, your brain don't speak right anymore. Once you believe Adam and Eve in a garden, where there is nothing anywhere for you to think that, oh, yes, it did happen. But everything we have read about is true. Go to Africa, you can find that out. Go to South Africa, in the Abzu. And you know that black people history is for real. Because everything is out there for you to know that something happened before we came about. Okay? Over and done. There's no argument for you to hold with people who have church arguments. All right, so let me read on this now to you. And it's a lot of verses, I tell you something. All right, but let me try and see if I can get the idea to you what I'm reading and why starving black people today. Okay? Now, if you do what your driver's manual say and keep the car, you could run that car for years, much, much longer than many people, you know, run their car who don't even change the oil and give it the right parts at the right time, right? Well, that's what happened to us. Our ancestors walk out of the way and go Europe, go and do all of the wrong, fleshy, wrong things. And it's the reason why we are having the problem we have here today. It's Sodomites. No, someone else. They should not be doing this to us. No. If you don't look into it, understand why these Sodomites controlling the world so easily. Look at Trump. Look at the guy. I mean, do you think that he is someone to rule over any place and Europe? How is he ruling over Bethlehem and Israel and Palestine? Everywhere, and they said they're the leader of the free world. All right. You know what? I could talk and tell you that all day long, but let me read this and tell you. You're listening to CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. All right. This is Deuteronomy 28. And it shall come to pass. And I will just let you know that it didn't begin here. So you can read chapter 27 of Deuteronomy as well. And you will see what preceded what I'm saying. So I'm jumping in at this point because, you know, it's a lot to cover. And it shall come if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high. Right? If you follow what he commands, he will set you on high above all nations of the earth. To Sodomites. It's talking to civilized people. So remember what it says. If you do what your creator and creator, it's the Elohim that created us in image and likeness. Okay? It's not the God in the Garden of Eden that nobody can find any trace of it, but they want you to believe it happened. You can believe anything happened, that it will never happen, and you will be believing it until you pass away. So be careful about what you think. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. I mean, you will get them, the blessing, if you shall listen or hearken to the voice of your Lord, thy God. It's not no man or fee is in God either. This is talking about the Elohim. Anywhere you see the word God, for it's a plural word. It's a singular word that stands for plural Elohim. That's what it is. All right? Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall you be, blessed a fruit of your body. That means your children. And the fruit of the ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of your sheep. Blessed shall be your store. Blessed shall you be when you come in. and blessed shall you be when you go out. Comprehensive promise, right?
Yes.
Now, you think of the BC era, before we come to AD and Dominique. Was the world in the shape where it's in, where everybody, I mean, they're in, they have a military going all over the world, slaughtering African people? Did it happen before 509 BC? No. All right. Let me go on and tell you more. The Lord shall cause your enemies to rise up against thee, to be smitten before your face. Right? So you, your enemy will be raised up against you. Enemy will be smitten right before your face. They will fail. Their attack on you will not prosper. That is if you keep the commandment, the protection, the energy protection, you will have. Because the enemy is not ever going to be bad enough to overcome you if you are sheltered under the enemy of your creator. Now, if your enemy, if your creator is Adam and he is the spirit God in Adam and in the garden, right, with Adam and Eve, well, what kind of energy protection will you have from that? And you don't know, not even the dust of a connection between you and that spirit God. Think about what history is saying to you and what the Bible is saying to you. All right. So it goes on. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before you seven ways. Imagine that. Imagine that. That is if you think history tells you and all of the stonings and all Beelzebub, all of these places with the monuments and monoliths that the Elohim God erect on earth. They created us in Africa, and that is forever prehistoric certified history. That we have certification. Why are we mingling ourselves with people who look white and pretty? Why? They don't have what we have. We have evidence of existence. They can show you theirs, but they're writing Bible and dictating to us and say, yeah, you know, we are Jews now. You know, we didn't call you Jews, but now we are Jews. That's what they do to exist. Now, go on a little further. The Lord shall command you blessing upon you. The Lord shall command the blessing upon you in your storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless you in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Now, we don't see that happen. We're not getting blessed. We are under. That's what is going on right now. So it says, if you stick with the command of your creator, all those blessings he promised, that's what you will have. Because the energy that is in you, there's nothing on earth that is going to, repel you. As long as you're covered. Like you have insurance on your car. You get in an accident, you're all right because you're covered, right? But even on insurance, you're looking for a lot of problems. The Lord shall establish thee, holy people, unto himself. Right? That's what the Lord set up the creation of black people, civilized people. The Lord establish thee
an holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto you. If you shall keep the commandments of the Lord, your God, and walk in his ways, he establishes you. Right? If you keep his commandment and walk in his way, no evil will befall you. And all people of earth, all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of your Creator. And they shall be afraid of you. That's it. And the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of your cattle, and in the fruit of your ground, in the land which the Lord swear unto you, unto your father, to give you. The Palestine was given to us by the Elohim God, not by us, God, Adam and Eve, Garden of Eden, right? But it's a physical relationship we have with a physical creator, right? Genetic creation, genetic manipulation, right? That's where we are coming from. We don't have anything spooky like the Bible is telling about all kinds of spirit by which you were created. Now, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. You hear? You hear all these things? Consistently, consistently. There's no way, nothing here for you to misconstrue. The heaven, to give the heaven, to give the rain, listen, your land in his season, and to bless all the work of your hand. And thou shalt lend. And you shall lend unto many nations. Right? No, them lending to you, where Africa do. Africa taking money from United States, white sodomite them. Instead of them forgive to the world. And a president in an African country, I heard him with my own ear, said that they will have to stop taking dole from America. Because what America does is kill African leaders and take away their wealth and spread it out among them over so that they can be the friend of America. And they can do all of these faggot stuff and baptize all African in the name of Jesus. Now you think about that. So it goes on to say, you see, we will have to lend to nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Imagine that. Now, this guy Trump have a lot of people hungry today, right? Yes. Why? Because our curse. We're not going to keep the commandment. Our ancestors did it in the past, and we are here held into the same straits, suffering. We are these all nasty, whatever it is, people. Doing all, you know, you ever see, poor people taking liberty with rich people? You don't fool around rich people. All right, well, this is what is happening right now. You see, black people become like they don't come from nowhere, and they are not the faggots who are, evolved creatures who can't talk. You see, I need to learn from somebody else. No, we are endowed personally by the DNA, the DNA genetic material We are created in the image and likeness of the Elohim. All right, it goes on. And the Lord shall make you the hand and not, no, shall make you the head and not the tail. Imagine, if you see black people living like they are the tail, then you know something gone wrong. Because the promises are telling you, that's not what you're going to be. So if you think you are created not by Adam and Eve in a garden, but by the Elohim God in South Africa, I mean, 200,000 to 300,000 years ago, if you think you're not, and then think you're under these sodomites, I mean, white people, them have taken away everything from you, then you know that something went wrong. But here is the promise being made to us and ensure us that if we say in the commandment of the polytheism religion way of life that the gods have spent many time here on earth to grow us up and to be civilized human beings. If you don't go out ahead and go and go lay down with these people here, they don't have no civilized sense inside of them. Are you going to lay down with them like them lay down with dogs? Okay? They lay down with dogs because they're pretty much on the same frequency. We are not on the same frequency with them. Don't go lay down with them and have, oh, yeah, black man love to have a white woman and put in all shoulder and all them kind of a whole bunch of, a, you know, whatever you want to call it. Okay? That's the kind of world we are living in right now. You see? And it doesn't seem like, you know, it has to be a miracle of God to change this. Now, it goes on to say, and the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only. And thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandment of the Lord your God, command thee this day to serve, no, to observe. I command you to observe and to do them. Command. If you cannot afford to do them, it means that, oh, you're going to perish because you are going to get run over and pressed out, your gut gone and everything gone. Yes, see, right here, that's what black people are enduring all over the world and specifically in America. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command you this day. You hear that? Your life must be preserved. Nothing good will you want because the gods establish you in the truth. The evil will run away from you. To the right hand, to the left hand, to go after other gods. Don't go after other gods. To serve them. See, we can't serve other gods. You see? And that's what they have in Genesis creation story about a god that they sodomite to serve, right? Reconstructionist teaching, Christianity. They want you to be sodomite. They don't have anything else but sodomy. Okay? All right. But it shall come to pass if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Serve to do his commandments and his statutes which he command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Here it is.
Curse that end of all the positive protection that the person, a policy is the black person has to have for you. When you see black people come and do the kind of things you see here now, you must understand. Our ancestors went out of the way, like I said before. And here we come, we must now read and understand, because that's the only way we're going to find out. And see that the only way for us to protect ourselves from these like a dirty dog here, come here and talk about they have A, B, and a dominant. Something they made up. If we had decided to read and see, we would have known that long time. No wise men don't go into no Israel to see no baby and none of that. And every evidence in what they're reading to tell us they're not going to stop. And yet still we don't see. All right? So, guess what? When our ancestors go out of the way, we are affected with what they do. Blood, energy. So we will have to realize and turn and get out of that. And anytime you do as an individual, the world will know because you're different. But as long as you're going to church, how different are you? You're speaking in tongues and you want to have the Holy Ghost and stuff. You're charged for the Holy Ghost and all of that. And the day of Pentecost and all these things St. Paul is talking about and Jesus is talking about. You know, all lies made up, and you trust in Jesus until Jesus can lie. So you read the Bible, you want to see what Jesus said. In red writing. All right. But now, here is the turn. If you don't follow the manual, the certified history, and go after the uncertified manual, which is the Bible, where they might tell you about your created in a God in a field. This is where your trouble starts. And this is where we were brought up as children, and especially like Jamaicans, teaching us the Jim Jones Kool-Aid stuff from that. So here in Deuteronomy, it is telling you, it doesn't sound like it's talking about an epistle and the way an epistle is written. No, or revelation. No. So it's to show you that the Bible has things in there. It's only if you're reading virtuously. You're going to find out that the Bible does have some things in there, as it were, hiding. And they're not going to preach it in church to you and tell you what it means at all, because a lot of them don't even know what it means. All right? So it goes on. And he says, you will not hearken unto the voice of your Creator, thy God, to observe, to do all his commandments and his statutes, which means if you're going to talk about law and order, what kind of law and order we have here today? You go into the World History textbook that is certified, history from long ago, and you see the codes, kingship, law codes. I mean, Sumerian kings, Amurabi king, renowned. We are schools today read of Amurabi and the law codes. Some almost 300 law codes addressing human conduct. These sodomites don't care nothing about that. They come here and like a crook, come now and take over all our country and talk about they make constitution. The heck is that? They, you know, they sleep with dogs last night, and they're coming here telling us, African intelligent people governed by the Almighty, as I just read. They can't come here and do that. It means that the Indians them here, when they give way to these sodomites, they were not walking in the way of righteousness, as they were commanded. Because where is the statute? Did they ever read to these people the way the polytheistic governmental structure established? Have they ever done that? You don't read that and do none of that. They out there fight with weapons and all this kind of stuff. I don't read nothing that it says that God is going to give you a greater weapon than what they had. I mean, physical weapon. No. The amount of energy inside of you, just like all of your life, is powered by glands. That creates energy that you don't find any place else, except into science now. They learn to make certain kind of energy
that if you're having a failure inside with all of this sin, sick body where you have, yes, they can give you something else to help you. And a lot of times, it don't help in the long run. All right. So it is the mental properties that we must have the power in and the way we live sanctified life. That's it. That's all. You're laying claim to yourself and what you have by the power of your Creator. It's not, you know, Adam and Eve, right? But if you begin to follow Adam and Eve, type of stuff, the Creator tell you follow after different gods. Okay? It must be your Creator where you have certainty created your name and place and everything that the Bible don't give to nobody right they're calling about God. And they're telling you in there that they take nationhood from black people in Israel and come to New England and establish it as their own, that they expect it will give their people a rise in living a better life. They didn't learn it on their own from Europe at all. That is what they wrote. I have the document that they said that themselves. And say it is their God that sent them on a mission to America to destroy the Indians, take their land from them. That's what they said. Fair. Until this day, you can read what they said. No joke about that. Now, so it goes on that if the line is drawn between good and evil, and all the security, did you want more assurance than that? I have read that the God that creates your blood system and your glands and all your makeup, brain and the way to think. He's telling you, look, you have to stay on the road, you know, by these commandments that I have given you. Because if you go to that, you're messed up, then will be messed up if you do. And therefore, you don't have the power to repel adversary. But everything about you will prosper if you just follow. I mean, go over there and let on with you between them crutches one night, and that's it, you're done. Now, if you think that that's a life, no, you didn't make life, and neither can you fix anything about life because it comes set for you, right? It comes set that you must filth and clean your bottom out, and would I take long to clean it out? That's the way it is in life for you because, hey, you have to clean yourself, right? So the point is, there is no argument about what, you know, when the command said, keep the commandment I give you. Keep this statute. You see? So he says, keep the statutes, yes, and the statutes which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Curse shall thou be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the field. Everywhere you're there, you will be cursed because it's your body that defile, you see. Curse shall be thy basket and thy store. Curse shall be the fruit of thy body. I mean, your children and the fruit of thy land when you plant anything and all that. The increase of thy kind and the flocks thy sheep. Cursed shall thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall send upon you cursing, vexation, and the rebuke, and rebuke in all that you settest your hand unto for to do, until you be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast
forsaken me, the Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto you until he have consumed you from off the land, whether thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite you with a consumption. Isaiah said that too. Talked about the consumption. He will smite you with a consumption. Are we having a consumption right now? Of course we do. And they're talking about like one or two other strains, right? Mm-hmm. Now, who is ruling? These sodomites. These sodomites. And we black people have not turned in any direction to fix the problem. No. These things are going to come upon you as long as you're in that state and you don't seek reconciliation with Jamaica. These curses are going to destroy you. And until you perish quickly because of the wickedness of your doing, of your doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me, the Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto you until you have consumed, until it consume you. I talk about he have consumed you. So it's talking about the pestilence. It's really these sodomites. They are pestilence. So until they consume you, right? See what Trump is doing there today? Right? You got a lot of appeal to help these people who are hungry. What do? You go play golf and stuff like that. He's not doing a darn thing for them. He's doing that because he's a pestilence. He's a sodomite culture. All right? And it says, and with mildew. All right? So it says, the Lord shall smite you with a consumption and with a fever and with an inflammation. This is really talking about what these people are going through here today. And with an extreme burning and with the sword and with blasting and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish, and thy heaven that is over your head shall be brass, and the earth that is under you shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until you be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thee. The Lord shall cause you to be smitten before your enemy. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth, and thy carcass shall be
meat unto all fowls of the air, to the beast of the field of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt and with the hemorrhoids and with the and with the scab and with the itch whereof thou canst not be healed. You hear that? The Lord shall smite you with madness, you hear, and blindness, and establish, and what? And astonishment of heart. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth. Thou shalt not prosper in any way, and shall be only oppressed, and shall save what? And no man shall save thee. Thou shalt be trust. Thou shalt be trust. Be trust a wife. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. My friends, there's more to this, because this has like another three columns to finish the curse. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And that's about what I have to say today. And I will have to go now. Remember what I said here. I cannot say enough to fix this problem. I can say what it takes to fix the problem. But there are a lot to say. That's what I want to express. There are a lot to say. And people will take this for a joke. It's not a joke, because see what is happening in your society. And if you want, wait until you're dead, you can go ahead and do that. But if you take the time to do something about it, remember, it's your own volition. It's your own to hear, understand, and change your ways. That's it. All right. I'll see you next time. Take care.
Think I never see you when you jump over the wall. You think I never see you when you accidentally fall. Me say, aye, make you pop to your feet and fall. Why you accidentally fall? Is she crying out the ice water? I'm your